Betty and Bob are invited by Ismail to visit his seaside villa, 30 miles from Algiers. While there, they learn that the villa really belongs to Dimitri, who tells them he is an agent of the French government. They promise not to reveal the secret to Chandler. News comes that the hill men have risen, without awaiting Dimitri's word. He sends the party back to Algiers. On the way, they meet a detachment of the Foreign Legion, and to their astonishment, they recognize one of the soldiers as Prince Nicholas of Montalbania. Meanwhile, the present act opens on a rocky pathway far up in the Algerian mountains. Chandu, the magician.
Alms, Effendi, for the love of Allah.
Where are you? Stand up so I can see your face.
Alms, Effendi, in the name of Captain Lebauk.
And in the name of France. You are Hussein?
Of a truth, Effendi.
You're prompt. Where's your horse?
Behind that rock, Effendi. I will bring him down the path at once.
Yes, there's no time to lose.
I would not know thee, Effendi, when Captain LeBlanc sent me here to meet you in these mountains.
Not many Europeans travel these mountain paths now, do they?
No, Effendi. And for a European to be lost in these mountains now, and at the mercy of the tribesmen, would mean death.
Yes, I know. Which path do we take from here?
This one, Effendi. There's just room for two horsemen to ride together. Ben Youssef is a cautious man, as you will see.
He must be very cunning to have gone so far in his treachery to the French without being suspected. What happened that caused Captain LeBlanc to send a messenger to me this morning?
You do not know?
No. You can't mean open warfare is broken out.
I will tell thee, Effendi. And when thou hast heard, thou wilt have nothing but scorn for the tribesmen. Ah, but I know they have not done this of themselves.
What is it they have done?
Last night in Algiers, a great ball was held by the officers of the Legion. And many who were high in the councils of France were there. There were many women. They even danced with the men, as in the custom of your country also, Effendi.
Yes, I know. It was a masquerade. But surely, Hussein, you can't mean anything happened there.
No, Effendi. But while the music was playing, a messenger came. The news he brought was that the Kill tribes had risen and had killed every French soldier in the fortress of Raj.
What?
Yes, it is true, Effendi. And that was why Captain LeBlanc knew he must reach you at once. He sent three messengers in different directions, each to ask you to meet me and permit me to lead you to the stronghold of Ben Youssef.
You have served France well, Hussein. And those in authority shall hear of you from me when we return.
The praise of the Effendi is like water in the thirsty sand.
It's strange we haven't met any of Ben Yosef's sentries. He can't be so careless of his own safety that he keeps no guards posted.
There will be a sentry soon, Effendi. Who am I to say thou art?
Since you know Ben Yosef, suppose you tell him your own name, and that you bring a friend to speak to Ben Yosef. And by the way, Hussein, if we reach Ben Yusuf's stronghold, let me speak with him alone.
But, Effendi, He will take you into an inner room and you will never be seen again.
That's a chance we must take. The success of our entire plan depends upon Benyus not suspecting us.
Wait.
There's the sentry now.
Truly, thy eyes and ears are like those of the mountain men.
Hussein,
the Zua, Uwa, and a friend to speak to Ben Yusuf.
Thou art known to me, Hussein, but that friend I do not know.
Send a messenger to Ben Yusuf with the name of my friend.
What travelers are those upon these roads?
It is Ben Yusuf himself.
It is Hussein and a friend to speak to thee, Ben Yusuf.
What is thy friend's name, Hussein?
My name is Chandler, and I'm a friend of your cousin, Amin Mitkail.
Art thou he who is called Chandu?
I am known to Amin Mitkail as Chandu.
But how shall I know that thou art in truth he, and not one who comes bearing his name?
The son of Amin Mitkail, whose name was Abdallah, gave his life for me.
In Algeria?
No, in Cairo.
What then?
That is all. Except that I show you this jewel, taken from the casket of jewels given to my sister's daughter by Abdallah when he lay dying. You believe I am Chandu, Ben Yusuf?
Thy story is indeed true. I welcome thee. Thou shalt join the feasting. Rasul, a moment.
Hussein, what feast is there at this time?
They celebrate the victory of Raj.
Follow me, Hussein and Chandu, friend of my cousin.
She dances well, Ben Yusuf, like a dancing girl of Usada. May I give her this gold piece as a token of my appreciation?
Why not? Fatima loveth gold. Toss the coin to her if thou wilt. Thou art weary, Effendi?
No, Ben Yusuf. The ride through the mountains was not hard.
Thou wilt remain with me for a time.
I'm sorry. I must return to Algiers tomorrow.
But there is much I would say to thee.
Whenever you wish.
Shall we then go to another room away from the music and the dancing?
If you like.
There is an inner room where none will hear the words we say. I regret thy haste, Adami. I have heard much of thee from my cousin through this door. Thou wilt have wine?
No, thank you, Ben Yusuf.
Thou art my guest. And it is the custom of our tribe that no questions may be asked a guest. But still I must ask thee why thou hast come alone into these hills. Thou knowest the tribesmen have no love for an infidel.
Is there danger then? I understood the tribes were peaceful.
Oh, the truth. Never have they been so peaceful.
And the French?
Our friends as always, Effendi. We understand each other now. Oh, we are like brothers.
Then it's perfectly safe for me to ride alone in the hills?
Oh, of a truth. I only feared some ignorant tribesman might mistake you for an enemy.
Your concern for my safety, Ben Yusuf, is but another indication of your noble character.
I thank you, Effendi. But before I tell thee what is in my mind, wilt thou show me some of thy powers of sorcery? I have heard thou art skilled in the magic of the East.
I already know what is in your mind, Ben Yusuf.
It cannot be. I take counsel with no man.
Nevertheless, it is true.
Truly, thou art a sorcerer, Thandi, unless others have spoken to thee.
Wait. Turn your eyes upon that blank wall and keep silent.
I see nothing.
A moment. Thank you.
Indians, thousands of them. See how the regiments pass. They come like a mighty river of soldiers. The people of Fendi, never have I seen so many in one place. It is gone. What was it? What was it, Effendi?
A review in Paris. It shows the power of France. Look again, Ben Yosef.
Algiers, a powder play, many years ago. Our men, the finest riders in Algeria. I remember it, Effendi. It was a powder play in honor of the French governor general. By Allah, there is my father. And the young man beside him is I. The scene has gone. Now I know thou art in truth a sorcerer, Effendi. Thou hast shown me the path.
Look at the wall again and wait.
Ah, it is the fortress of Raj. The tribes have risen. They advance upon Raj. The French within the outpost do not know. See, there is one who admits the tribesmen.
Yes. Treachery.
They are alarmed. See how the French fight. Like heroes. Our men have taken the fortress. The tribesmen are putting the French soldiers to the sword. The tribes have won. The picture has vanished. What trickery is this?
It is not trickery. That wall but reflects the thoughts in your mind.
Then thou knowest the tribes are risen against the French?
You have seen?
It is dangerous knowledge, Effendi. But thou hast solved my problem. I and my people shall join the others.
Oh, then you will join the uprising.
But you know too much.
I warn you to reconsider.
I fear thy visit here will be a long one, Chandu.
You mean to keep me here?
Tell the truth. Thou shalt remain here, under guard, while we carry the banner of Islam forward to conquer the world.
Look at the wall again.
To see another victory for the tribes? Another fortress. I have seen it somewhere. The French are about to execute a man.
Action! Halt! And the fire! Content! And return to life! Section! Counter! Prepare! Arms!
The man! By Allah, it is I! They have killed me! What devil's play is this?
Ben Yosef, traitor to your friends, the French, beware!